Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tim.
Valentine's Day to you too, sir.
Yeah, I'll be at work all day. did you get the chocolate strawberries?
Absolutely. You know how we do this, man? I pay attention to hints now. I got into that age.
That is a good survival instinct in marriage.
Indubitably.
Well, if you're new to The Positive Truth, we do 10 positive news stories every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. We're giving better sleep tips on this Friday. There's already a teaser on our social media accounts, on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram. Please follow those below. If you want to support the podcast, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review, share this positive news with your friends. Tim, did I miss anything?
No, sir. I think you got it all, except for the positive news stories.
Well, speaking of, damn, I had a good transition, but the positive news stories, that's the F. Okay, so speaking of getting everything, it's flu season. Flu season hasn't exactly been the best. But there's a UV lamp that could prevent the flu virus from spreading in public places. Do you know what UV is, Tim?
Ultraviolet.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's all. Hey, I got that. Woo!
So the problem with ultraviolet light is it's usually harmful to skin or eyes. But basically, researchers have developed a lamp that can basically take out microbes and not affect people's skin or eyes. I think it's absolutely awesome. They're using it for sterilization in hospitals and for like drinking water for back county campers. And they've even like tested these lamps like with aerial flu viruses, and it's been successful so far. So hopefully in the future, we'll all have these UV lights that are saving us from the flu.
Yo, that actually is like crazy to even think about. Lights that can protect you from the flu, and everybody's out here getting stuck in the arm for a flu shot. That sounds way less painful.
I don't like flu shots either, Tim.
Man. Well, that's pretty dope, man. Innovation with JP time.
You know it.
Well, I got a couple sports stories I'll go ahead and knock out, man. My first one is actually from a young man by the name of Justin Gallegos. He has cerebral palsy. And this past weekend, he just ran in the Dempsey Indoor Track Meet where he ran the mile. And he ran it in 7 minutes and 21 seconds.
What?
Exactly, man. That's impressive for somebody that has arms and legs that work perfectly fine. So for a young man that has cerebral palsy to finish it that fast, shout out to you, Justin, man. I thought that was amazing. Team Flash all the way.
Do we have a visual of this? That is fast, though.
There is a video on FlowTrack. I could definitely share it to the Positive Truths Facebook page. I can definitely do that.
I remember my best mile at 6th grade was 7:20. So thanks for making me feel slow, Tim.
Anytime. Well, man, I know one thing we like to do back in the 6th grade was play basketball. So I have a sports story for that. You know a man by the name of Kyrie Irving, right?
You know it.
All right. So he plays for the Boston Celtics. His high school was actually the Celtics as well. I had no idea about that, but I ran across the story a while ago, actually, and I skipped across it thinking you had it, and now we're back to it. But anyways, so Kyrie Irving decided that he wanted to redo his whole entire basketball gym and weight room, locker rooms and all. So he did all that. He put up some jerseys that from former players that played there, and he retired their jerseys, basically, even though you can still wear their number. The kids were, there's a bunch of videos of the kids like walking into the locker room and checking it out, walking into the gym for the first time and walking into the weight room to see that the paint that was on the wall, that it one side says hard work and the other side says sacrifice. And those are two words that Kyrie lives by in his basketball world. So I just thought it was really dope, the fact that he did all this for his high school. And he put a bunch of shirts in everybody's locker and it says, once a Celtic, always a Celtic. And I thought that was the dopest thing in the world. It's like inspiring for me to do that to my high school one day.
Nice, Tim. Nice. Good job, Kyrie.
Absolutely.
Didn't he go to school in New York?
New Jersey.
Hmm. Okay. I think his pops was military and they moved around a lot because he was in New York whenever 9/11 happened.
Oh, wow. I mean, New Jersey, New York, it's like, you know,
his pops
20 minutes apart.
His pops worked in the building, one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And his mom died as a young kid, so he thought at like 10 or 9 that he lost both his parents. So that's pretty crazy. So good job, Kyrie.
Man, yeah, great job.
Speaking of great jobs, I have an off-duty New Jersey State Police trooper who saved a choking infant when he in the craziest way possible. So he worked at night, and he was at home asleep. He just passed out. His name is Robert Meyer. When a grandmother of a two-week-old rushed to his house to help a baby because the baby was blue and struggling to breathe. He had worked the overnight shift, so he was just asleep. So he heard the doorbell, got up. Without putting on a pair of shoes, she explained the situation. He tried, you know, tapping the baby on its back, didn't help. So he thought it was probably mucus, so he used a bulb syringe to clear the baby's nose and mouth. And yeah, saved the baby's life.
Dang, that sounds wild. Something off of a movie or something.
Movie ideas with the positive truth.
He should make a movie out of that. No, that's awesome though, man, for sure. Well, I forgot I had another basketball story for you. This one I think you're gonna like a lot. So there was a former employee from the Memphis Grizzlies by the name of Daniel Peterson. And Daniel Peterson, he drove around the town one day around Memphis and noticed that there was a lot of basketball courts that just didn't look up to par. You know, no nets, rims are tore up, backboards, there's holes in them, stuff like that. So what he decided to do was team up with this local artist, and with the help of the Memphis Grizzlies as well, they started a program called Project Backboard. And what happens is this artist paints alongside the basketball courts and just creates these amazing designs. I'm actually gonna share, I think I can share their page, their website to the Facebook page. And if I can do that, I'll definitely do that. But if not, you guys need to go to projectbackboard.org. There's amazing artwork that's on all these basketball courts. I promise you, Memphis has the most creative basketball courts in America. They basically turned all these broke down courts that where we all played at once upon a time into some kind of beautiful artwork that belongs in like a museum or something. And there's more people out playing basketball than ever before. And I just think that was an amazing thing that they did there.
So the Thunder does that too, except, you know, they just put the Thunder logo on everything. But
right.
I can talk about how it impacted our lives, me and Tim. There was a basketball park. It was outside. It was on Grand and Robertson, Southwest Grand and Robertson.
Yeah.
And growing up, no one wanted to play there because only one of the rims, like the backboards, was just like, it was just done. Couldn't work. And the other side was okay, but there was no fence. So if somebody airballed, you had to chase this thing.
Man, that was a run too.
Because it was downhill.
Right.
And so you had to catch it, and there's like a little creek over here. We needed some Tim Jets to catch this ball, or it was going to be like 60, 70 feet away real quick. So it wasn't exactly the best place to hoop at. But they came in, the Thunder redid the court, they put the logo on, they put a fence around, good job, and they fixed the rims. So all of a sudden it was the place to be at night. And they've done that a couple of places too.
Absolutely, man. We played basketball there so much after it got redone.
Because the court was only 2/3 of a length. And it was open at night. It's the best.
Exactly, man. Exactly, exactly. We could have been doing way worse things, but we had a place to hoop, so it was pretty dope for us.
So yeah, good job, Memphis.
Absolutely. What else you got for us?
Well, on Monday, I talked about Drake and how he gave back for a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
Well, he heard about Chance the Rapper winning the Positive Truths Person of the Year award for doing the most uplifting news stories in 2016. Ah. He also heard about Chance the Rapper winning the Complex 2016 Best Rapper Award. So I think he's coming for both this year because he's got a song out. And he just donated $50,000 to the Lotus House Shelter in Miami. So Drake put on his Instagram that $10 a day serves 3 meals at the Lotus House. So he donated basically $50,000 to serve 500,000 meals in their village kitchen for the homeless. Good job, Drizzy Drake. Keep it up.
Man, Drake is in the lead right now? What is going on, Chance? Man, Big Sean does a lot of donating as well, too. We need to have a category for rappers right now. Positive rappers. Who are they and what are they doing now?
It's almost like rapping is mostly positive anyway, but you know, that's a topic for a different day.
That's a Friday topic. Let's get it. Man, how many more do you have, JP?
Two?
Two? I got one more, sir, so you go ahead and knock out another one.
Okay, I'll knock out a quick one. China, this past year, 2016, they did some positive things. They did 68 million positive things because they lifted 68 million people out of poverty.
Bars. And they planted a billion trees times 10 or something.
Yeah, for the people that didn't listen on Monday, they've taken 60,000 of their military troops and they've assigned them to planting trees. So that's awesome too, China.
China's amazing. They're doing good things right now. Well, my last story, man, is it's actually about a news anchor, a Washington State news anchor, alongside with his local news station, decided they are going to pay off over $1 million in medical debt to their viewers. So,
how?
Man, they're randomly selecting viewers that will receive yellow envelopes from KIRO during the coming week. So basically what happened is there's this nonprofit organization based in New York called Rest in Peace Medical Debt. And all it does is forgives an unpayable medical debt for Americans with no strings attached. So they teamed up with this medical station, and one of the news anchors basically was like, this is very, very close to me. I suffer from cancer. I got over medical debt. I have a job. I have insurance. But there's a lot of people out there that aren't as fortunate as I am. So this is why they ended up teaming up and doing this. And I just thought it was amazing.
Yes, sir. That's a lot of money, man. Also, medical bills, kind of expensive in America.
Exactly. We all know somebody in medical debt. I mean, it's too common these days.
If you want to see the positive truths feelings on this, didn't we do an episode about this, Tim?
I believe we did a while ago. That was a while ago, too. Months ago.
So, yeah. Go check those out.
Absolutely. We need to update our YouTube page, man. I was at work, and this dude came up to me and was like, hey, I went to your YouTube page because my brother said you guys had a channel, and I couldn't find any of your videos. So I had to get on his phone and, like, go to videos because our homepage is blank on YouTube.
Sounds like a job for JoJo.
Super producer JoJo, he's a good one, man. If you guys haven't checked out those commercials on Facebook, please do. They are hilarious to me. I don't know why I laugh at myself so much.
They're also on the Instagram and the Twitter. Make sure to go follow those.
Indubitably.
Speaking of going to follow those, I got a hell of a reason, because we're putting out this positivity and we're inspired by people like this 15-year-old named Salvador Colon. He has donated basically 3,000 solar lamps to Puerto Rico, and I think it's a crazy, crazy positive news story. Basically, 4 months after Hurricane Maria, basically 500,000 Puerto Rico residents still don't have power. And so you're going from, in August, 100-degree heat to now it's cold. So he wants this project. It was a crowdfunding project. It's called Light and Hope for Puerto Rico, a citizen campaign. And his goal was, we're going to give out these solar lamps until there's 100% power in Puerto Rico. They've had $125,000 donated, and they've donated solar lamps to like 3,000 of them to 840 households. I just think they're awesome. On the solar lamps, it says C plus feel equals hope, trying to bring people together. And the kid's 15, Tim. The kid's 15.
The youth is winning once again. That is dope, man. 15 years old. What were we doing at 15? Oh, playing basketball. Trying to get girls we couldn't get.
Yeah. There we go.
The struggle. Man, you know what? I had one more story I completely forgot about. I'll go ahead and knock it out really fast, though. It's my Aunt Phoebe Lucy up in Florida kicking back. So last year I brought up a story about Tim Tebow, how he throws this like prom for children with special needs, and it's like a really, really beautiful time. Well, my aunt did it again this year. She volunteered at her church. In Oklahoma, they had one as well. It's like through churches all throughout the United States. And from what my aunt just texted me, literally, we're talking like 20 minutes ago, she just said that Tim Tebow actually came to Oklahoma and appeared at one of the proms over here. So that's pretty dope. Shout out to Tim Tebow doing positive things once again.
Which prom was it?
It wasn't like a, it's a, the, what is it called? Hold on. Tim Tebow Night to Shine. It's like, it's basically a prom he throws for special needs. I don't know what church.
I meant like where he throw it at, like where in Oklahoma.
Oh, I honestly don't know what church. I'm going to have to look it up. That'll be a follow-up for next time for sure.
Okay, Tim. Well, I think we're out of positive news stories. We usually try to do 10. We gave you 11. Because it's Valentine's Day. It's, you know, we're giving back to, we were giving back the love to the viewers.
Absolutely.
Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Yes, sir, I do. So Judy Blume turned 80 on February 12th, and she said, "Each of us must confront our own fears, must come face to face with them. How we handle our fears will determine where we go with the rest of our lives."
I'm going to handle my fear of failing all my classes by studying.
Ha! Take that, world. And I'm going to handle my fear of painting by painting my baby room.
Good luck, Tim.
The struggle is real. I'm actually heading to Home Depot to pick up stuff I forgot to get the other day anyways.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with everyone listening to their day. Have a happy Valentine's Day. We're out.
Stay positive.